Hi, I'm Andrew Richardson, and I'm talking about depression and depression recovery. I'm that very rare animal, a depression recovery optimist. And my aim in these podcasts is to open you to the truth that your depression can be easily understood and relieved, and quickly too. And I'm talking about human givens in this podcast. And as a humble human givens practitioner, it is to my human givens training that I can attribute so much of my success as a healer of depression. For HG is not just another model of counselling. It is much more ambitious than that, being no less than a new understanding of what it is to be human. It is rooted in science and common sense. Now, hearing this, you, the dear listener, will probably have one of two reactions. One is to be inclined to dismiss human givens as arrogant, self-indulgent tosh. The other is to be excited and curious. Well, I urge you to risk the latter and listen to what follows with an open mind and then see what you think. Arrogant tosh or actually profound and deep? Now, we need to start with the human givens organizing idea, which is around our human givens, or what it is given to be human, what we are born with, the templates for our species, if you like, nature's endowment to each of us. These givens, according to the organizing idea, comes in two kinds. First, the physical and emotional needs evolution has programmed into us, which seeks fulfillment through our interaction with the environment. Now, these needs include our emotional nutrition. Without them, we would fade away and die. And these emotional needs include feelings of control, of safety, of satisfying activity and work, relationships, both intimate and social, and so on. And the second is the resources, or tools if you like, that nature has provided us with to get these essential needs met. Our guidance system, if you like. Clearly this includes our imagination and our thinking brain and much else. But for most of us, it is our emotional resources that are the key. And so, you could say that what we do every minute of the day is to use our resources as best we can to try to get our essential emotional needs met. Further, if needs are not well met, then emotional and mental difficulties will inevitably arise, says human givens. It follows also that mental and emotional problems will be impossible for anyone who is living a life of balance, where resources are working well enough such that needs are reasonably or very well met. Think about it. Do you know anyone who is using their resources to get their needs met, i.e. leading a balanced life, but emotionally distressed? If you do, then the person needs to be cherished and marvelled at, as a robin in midsummer, or a four-leafed clover, perhaps. Now, this organising idea is in many ways a statement of the bleeding obvious, and no one to whom I have expressed it has ever come up with any significant reservation. Indeed, the typical reaction is to nod automatically. Notwithstanding, this organizing idea, if truly absorbed and understood, does have profound consequences for both talking therapy and for understanding oneself and indeed society. This is because the idea keeps you grounded and asking the right questions. Where and in what way are needs not being met right now? What has changed to bring this about? And what needs to change for needs to be better met? So, rather than getting lost in metaphysical questions and introspections of the nature of what might be wrong or of absences and lacks that can lead you into a morass of introspection, the focus shifts to problem solving, setting goals, looking for small practical steps in the right direction, and crucially, to a useful understanding of human psychology or human resources.